Hey everyone, welcome back to the Your Fielder's Choice NHL podcast. I'm your host, Devin, joined as always by Pete. How are you doing today, Pete?
Doing good. Good afternoon. Nice day. You had a nice night. You had a nice night last night. I seen your lineup. You crushed all our plays. All crushed. You did well.
Yeah, I was Cody Glass away from a takedown. If he does anything, I probably have a takedown. So yeah, I was really, really happy with last night. Kind of fell into the lineup. I was back and forth on Sid or Barkov. I was really high in both. It really wouldn't have mattered, but Barkov did end up having the better night. So it's nice to actually get that decision right for once. It was a nice night.
McDavid hurt me, but what are you going to do? It's just one of those plays. To me, I think I just have to play him all the time. But and the Duclair issue, he didn't play much of the game, right? He made some mistakes and got benched.
A couple. From what I understand, I didn't watch, but from what I heard, he had two pretty bad giveaways that led directly to goals, and then he just didn't play the rest of it. So I doubt he was on that top line again.
Nope. I got hit with a zero with Glass, too. So, but once again, Glass is a good play. When you're on a top line of Vegas at 2-5, whatever he was, 2-6, to me, you're playing.
2-6, yeah.
So,
and that line scored two goals. That line scored two goals. So,
You suck up to zero if you get it, and whatever.
Yep, exactly. So, all right, let's dig into tonight's. We've got a nice 7-game slate. This is right in your wheelhouse. 5 of the 14 teams have a total above 3, so still a little bit on the lower end. Vegas totals have been a little bit lower as we grind on in the season. But I mean, still, this is a solid slate. So taking a look at Vegas odds, we've got Colorado against Anaheim at home. So anytime Colorado's at home, going to have a high total. They have the highest total at 3.6. We've got Carolina taking on Detroit on the road, 3.4. Minnesota, 3.3. New Jersey, 3.2. Very high total for New Jersey. That might be the highest we've seen all year. Tampa Bay back on the slate at 3. Pittsburgh at 2.9. Islanders, 2.8. Washington, 2.7. Boston, 2.7. Everybody else, 2.5 or below. So actually 5 teams with very, very low totals here. So, starting at center, obviously easy. Here we talk about all the time, Vegas is going to dictate ownership, especially at center, especially when it's a big name. We've got Colorado, highest implied total on the board, which means Nathan MacKinnon chalk day.
Yeah, and that's probably where I'm leaning. To me, when I was starting my rate up for top plays, and you got to anchor it with MacKinnon. I can see some people running Bergeron because of that top line. And I honestly would have no problem with that. That line one has been crazy, especially with Grzelcyk on there now. And you're catching lower ownership. But Colorado, I think, is the way to go with MacKinnon. Ran in, Landeskog. And I think there's plenty of value tonight where you can go one of these top elite guys. But it's MacKinnon. He's heating up. He's got points 9 of his last 10. He's got going back to back, 18 shots over his last 4. I don't think we're seeing the MacKinnon that we're used to seeing. I think we haven't seen the MacKinnon yet. You know, I mean the big blow up game. But he's definitely in play. 9-1. I mean, it's expensive, but I think we can get there tonight, especially with the value with Jersey guys going and some others.
Yeah, the thing I like about MacKinnon is his log is not what you want at that price, but he's averaging 4.8 shots per game at home this year, a point per game at home. And we keep saying it, and it's going to happen. Eventually, he's going to break through, I think he's just getting a little unlucky right now. He's putting a lot of pucks at the net. Eventually, those are going to start going in. So the fact that he's shooting nearly 5 times a game just is really encouraging. He puts 1 and 2 of those in, and he's going to have a monster day. And like I said, I anticipate him being chalked with that high total here. So I think Nathan MacKinnon's a fairly easy play.
Yeah, and there's not – I mean, to me, I was going through center. To me, there's not a real lot I like. I've been scared off with Carolina. I mean, Aho's in a good spot. That one little area there with Aho and Point, they're all in that – like 6 point, whatever range. Sid has been playing. I mean, he's been playing well. He's got actually, I was reading the wrong stats. Sid's got points in 9 of his last 10 games. And when I just said that was McKinnon, I had the wrong name up. But I mean,
Yeah, Sid is red hot right now.
he is hot, and I just don't know if you get up to Sid with McKinnon. I'm looking at these Islander centers. I'm all over, man. I mean, I like Barzal on that top line. He hasn't his logs ain't great, which will probably force me to Brock Nelson, who's way too cheap for his talent. He's got 6 goals in his last 6 games, and Islanders just keep on winning. So I'm probably going to end up with a Nelson or Barzal as my center too. I just think Nelson has really jumped out at me today. He's 5'3", and Barzal is $100. I think $100 more, but not much.
Yeah, this is definitely interesting at the position again. A lot like yesterday for me, where I just don't feel like it's slam dunks really anywhere.
No, definitely.
Even McKinnon, he's going to score double digits here. 9-1's very pricey, but McKinnon's got 3 straight double digits, 5 of his last 6. Sid has 7 straight double digits. So you can pay up and get relative safety with either of those guys. Kadri at 6-4 has been playing really well also. 4 of his last 5 are double digits. Of those 4, 13.5 is his lowest. He's got a 13.5, 14.1, 17, and a 20. But with Kadri, you have a very low floor of, 1 and 2. He's got all those on his log, whereas a guy like McKinnon or Sid, your floor is much safer. Islanders are a team I just they're really hard for me to target, but you really do got to like that Brock Nelson log. I mean, it's a little dud two games ago, but outside of that, you're looking at 6 of 7 double digits, including goals in 6 of those 7. Right? He's as hot as anybody is, and nobody's going to play him. So,
and I didn't realize that until I started researching this morning how hot he actually was.
Yeah, I mean, that's kind of out of nowhere. So, yeah, you gotta like
Barzal.
That.
I like the Barzal line a little bit better, but you can't deny Nelson's log. So,
and yeah.
You know, I mean, we don't have to get into Aho and Point. I mean, you can say most of them guys are in play. Down at the value end, I mean, I think you can use one of these devils, like a Pavel Zacha. He's only 4K. I mean, Buffalo has given up on their coach. They're just atrocious of a team, and like Zacha, he's not a Jersey 3, but he's on a power play 1, getting 20-plus minutes. Another name that jumped out at me was Kuznetsov for the Capitals. He's had points in 4 straight. He actually led the Capitals in 5-on-5 ice time last night. Kind of a sneaky play. Washington 2, power play 2 center if Eller's still out. I'm not saying we use him in cash, but that's a kind of a sneaky name I usually don't play. And when I saw the minutes, they kind of jumped out at me. So just another name to throw out there.
I mean, 4,100 for Kuznetsov is incredibly cheap. So, and nothing wrong with that. Another kind of sneaky name for you. Do you know who is averaging the 3rd most points per game home away splits at center this season? You've got Crosby at 1.46, Backstrom at 1.46. That's a sneaky one.
Wow.
Joel Eriksson-Ek comes in at 1 point per home game this season. 3rd highest at the position. That's tied with Evgeny Malkin and McKinnon. Joel Eriksson-Ek is quietly having a really good season. I'm not going there in cash. I'd rather play Nelson for a couple hundred bucks more. But
yeah,
Eriksson-Ek's the name to have on your radar. Really, in general this year, he's got a really nice ceiling that I like for GPPs.
Yeah, and he's done well. I just don't like his line on that 3rd line. And staying in Minnesota is Rask. I mean, what about Rask, too? He's the one. Because I love Kaprizov. I just think Kaprizov is one of the best players in the league now. And Zuccarello, if he moved to that power play one line, to me, he'd be a punt lock. I'm playing him today. But he's on that power play, too. But Rask is, who's not the greatest hockey player, but he's in one hell of a spot right now. When you got, when you guys like Kaprizov throwing a puck to him, all he's got to do is put the stick on the puck and he's going to score a goal here.
Yeah, I've played Rask actually a handful of times this year. It's kind of like the Cody Glass play last night. You're playing him because of who he's around, mm-hmm. and you're hoping he gets a piece. So I played him think two games ago and he didn't do anything. And then he wasn't on the main slate last game. He was on a early slate and he scored. So, he's certainly in play. Like I said, it's like last year, kind of taking the value, and there's a decent chance he does nothing for you, but he gives you exposure to a really good line for near minimum price. So yeah, he's certainly in play. Top center, power play two eight. Yeah, gotta like that as your punt option at the position.
Definitely, and that's pretty much all I got for center. Maybe Nikita Gusev for the Devils, but if not, I would end up going with Zach if I'm going out low. But I'm pretty much locked in with like a McKinnon, Brock Nelson type, and move on. I said I do like Bergeron for GPPs. I love that Boston line tonight, Boston one line. But to me, I'm probably going to roll like a McKinnon, Brock Nelson.
Yep, I can agree with that. All right, let's move on to wing. Obviously, again, you've got Colorado with the highest total on the board. So Landeskog, Rantanen are going to see some ownership, especially Landeskog coming in at 6,500. He's kind of had a bad season, but he's been playing better as of late. So if you can't get up to McKinnon or Rantanen, Landeskog at 6,500 is not a bad option. Tied together a couple good games a couple weeks back, but his log's not impressive for the price. But he is there at 6,500. Are you going there?
I'm probably going to put Rantanen in cash because it's only $1,300 more. But here's a stat I just popped up. This Colorado one line, they've had 33 scoring chances in their last three games. That's a lot. 33
scoring
chances.
Yeah, that's a whole lot.
That is a lot of rubber shooting that's not finding, you know, in the net. So, and it's going to come. I mean, regression is coming. So I think this is a night you want to piece this. I mean, GPPs, I'd be running all three of them. I'd probably be laying in Rantanen because I think there's enough value tonight where you could run McKinnon and Rantanen. But yeah, I'd have no problem using Landeskog. And I mean, to me, Ovi's got to be in play the way he's playing. I mean, he is playing, and he ended up scoring a goal last night. The guy's everywhere, especially when he's double shifting those power plays. To me, I'd be leaning more Rantanen tonight, but you gotta mention Ovi, and you gotta mention Pasta because, Pasta's a great steady cash play. To me, he's just too expensive. But if I'm not, you know, if I'm not running like a McKinnon, then you may have money for a Pasta. But Rantanen's my cash play out of all those guys tonight.
Gensel also is another guy who's running pretty hot right now. Scored another goal yesterday. He had 2 points yesterday. He has goals in four straight. So got to continue to like Gensel at home, especially if you end up running Sid, you could pair him with Gensel.
Definitely. Yep.
Yeah, it's a tougher matchup, but this was the same matchup yesterday, and he did score, like I said, a goal and assist. So there are some decently strong pay-up options on the slate here at the position.
I'm seeing they just caught Sid and Gensel have combined for 9 goals and 15 assists in the last 10.
Yeah, they've been incredible. Yeah,
definitely in play.
Marchand as well. All these top guys are in play. I guess even, what do you think of Stamkos? I mean,
yeah, I'm seeing Stamkos on the top of some other sites, cheat sheets and lists and stuff. I haven't been touching Tampa, unless it's a guy like Palat, and I think they're kind of like overpriced right now. Stamkos,
he's got double digits in 3 of 10. I can't pay
73. No, I would go to Gensel. I would go to a guy like Gensel, a 6'2". I mean, Rantanen is sitting at $200 more. He is getting love tonight, obviously, because the implied, right?
So. Yeah, I mean, even Palat is more about Palat's like 8 of his last 10 compared to Stamkos. 3 of his last 10.
I'm going to play where Tampa's been hard to get right unless you're playing like a Killorn or a Palat, but I think I'm staying away with those guys, and I got Minnesota tonight, and to me, Kaprizov sitting there at 6'2", I think is, I just love that play. I wish he was cheaper, maybe with Jason points, but they're just feeding him way too much, trying to get him to shoot. So even a Zuccarello Kaprizov combo, I'm playing Kaprizov 6-2 tonight.
So if you look at Cap's log, they have played Arizona four times in March already. In those four games, the first matchup, he had 14.5 to assist. 4.3 was his down game. And then they played twice now this week. He had 46.5. That was his hat trick. And then he followed that up with 20 last game because he had eight shots on net. He had eight shots on net each of the last two matchups against these guys. So, yeah, even at that price, three of his four have been double digits against these guys. He's playing really well. Arizona is in a really bad spot right now, too. They're really, really struggling. So, yeah, I certainly like Kaprizov, even at 6-2. He's just been super steady. I've been on him all year. He's just essentially double digit monster this year. Especially right now, if he's going to shoot the puck eight times a night, my goodness.
My big dilemma is going to end up coming where I like all these calls, but I want a piece of Carolina too. I'm a huge Svechnikov guy. Problem is Svechnikov and Kaprizov are. Svechnikov has dropped $1,000 to 5.6.
He's not having a great DFS season is the issue. Nope.
And I got one of those gut feelings of tonight that tonight's gonna be one of his games, especially playing Detroit. But I don't think I can fit a rant in Svechnikov, Kaprizov if I want to play McKinnon and Nelson. You know what I mean? I got to definitely punt the defense and then find a cheap goalie. I'm not sure if I can do it. But they're the guys I'm looking at. I'm trying to base my lineup around. I mean, Carolina's not perfect right now without Trocheck. So if you have a choice between Kaprizov and Svechnikov, $600 difference, take Kaprizov?
Yeah, I'm taking Kaprizov. Yeah, Svech's just not. The issue is Carolina is super deep. They get production from a lot of different pieces. So if you look at Svech's log, it's 4.5, 14.5, 4.3, 11, 18, 6, 4.5, 11, 1.5. It's just his price is decent enough that I can swallow it if he doesn't give me double digits. But and he has done it in three of his last five. But if you look, it's of his last 15, maybe five of them are double digits. So I like safety. Yeah. My favorite Carolina play, actually, I think the safest of them all, is actually Dougie Hamilton. He's got points in eight straight, 10 points over those eight games. Obviously, we're not huge on paying up at defense, but...
he's a top defenseman today.
I think he's the safest defender. Or the safest Carolina piece. And then, of course, Nietzsche's for a couple $100 less is in play. Issue with Carolina is they're all priced accordingly, and none of their logs are slam dunks. You know, Nino... Nietzsche's, Schreck, they're all over 5K. It's tough. I don't know. You either got to go with gut with these guys or just kind of hope to get lucky, to be honest.
Yep. I'm a Svechnikov fan, so, you know, sometimes it leers me the wrong way, but I'm going to have one of those guys in my lineup. Here's another... Gearing off at 4-7. If Hintz isn't in, he's definitely in great play. It looks like Hintz is going to be in and out the rest of the season. So 4-7. I mean, you can't go wrong with him. But I'm probably end up dropping all the way down. Kiefer Bellows is still a 3-2, and he's played two games. He's got three goals, and he's up there with Matt Barzal and Eberle. So there's some nice value you could definitely roll with tonight at wing to get the two or three pieces you definitely want.
Yeah, I think Bellows probably end up being pretty popular with what he's been doing lately.
I mean, Walsh from 2 or 3-2. I mean, he's a top piece, the trigger man and that power play man. So I just think Bellows in a better spot with his line mates. But he's getting 16 minutes or so. But I think they're both those guys can shoot. Bellows and Walshman.
Yep. So we've got some value in general to have on your radar to consider. I'm just going to name some guys here. Palmieri coming in at 4-3. Oshie's coming off a monster game. He's at 4-8. Bellows 3-2. Andreas Johnsson, minimum price 2-5. Jesper Bratt 4-4. Saad 3-9. Villiers 3-9.
Rodriguez 2-7.
Rodriguez has been playing decent. I think he just scored yesterday, actually. So that's a top six power play 2. Kapanen's actually playing really well. That's top six role power play 2 as well. We've got, let's see, Andre Burakovsky's actually got a sneaky good log at 4-7. He's been playing really well. So there are some options. What I always suggest here is take a few minutes, look at their logs, look at Vegas totals. You know, utilize the cheat sheet. Some of these guys play much better home or road, and all those numbers are on that cheat sheet. So let that kind of help. But I think Bellows is going to be the chalkiest of all those guys, just with the way he's been playing, his price, top line, power play 2.
Yeah, situation he's in.
Yeah, and they have a decent total. So.
And as I was building on, I would have no problem dropping to a guy like Rodriguez at that 2-7 price if I want to get in three high-priced wingers or three high and mid-priced guys, like the guys I mentioned. But Palmieri's at the Palmieri of old, but 4-3. All these doubles are in good spots tonight. I mean, do you need a double tonight? No, but I might end up with one just because of value-wise. I mean, I like Zaka tonight, too. I mean, I could end up using a Zaka and a Palmieri together. Even Reinhardt from Buffalo at 4-8 is not exactly – Jersey's not exactly a juggernaut here.
The entire Jersey power play 1 is 4K or below. So even
this – their entire lineup.
even this Kukkonen comes in at 3-4. He's got 4 goals and 1 assist over the last 5 games. So that's a really sneaky play. He's on the top power play unit. He is on the third line, but they run a pretty balanced attack, so I'm not really worried about New Jersey lines that much. I'm more so about power plays here. Nikita Gusev as well comes in at 3K. He's running the power play. So you've got some super cheap options for New Jersey here that you can use to fill out, and they're just talked about all the time. It's the punts that are logical that have, you know, either top six roles or power play roles, preferably both. New Jersey is a good spot to look for that value as well. All right, let's move over to defense. I already mentioned Dougie Hamilton. He is the safest Carolina piece. He's got 10 points over his last 8 games. He is expensive, actually very expensive. I'm assuming he's cheap on FanDuel. He's been cheap on FanDuel all season long. But if you feel you have to get a piece of Carolina, Dougie's probably the way to do it. You could take one of those punts at the wing and make it work. Do you like anybody else as a pay-up here?
Nope. I would roll Dougie if I was rolling it. I'm in love with Grishlik. He's been on fire for Boston, coming off an 8-shot, 1-goal game, and he gets me pieced out Boston 1 line if I don't run a Bergeron or Pasternak. I think he's a steal at 4-6. So I'm pretty much anchoring all my defenses around Grishlik today, and then a guy like like a Jake Bean for Carolina. There's a bunch of punts that you could definitely roll with today that are getting the Buffalo guys, Dahlin and Risto, they're all playing 20 minutes or above power play 1. You know, I mean, there's a bunch of guys you can go low on tonight. I got burned last night, but probably the first time in a month I actually got burned by both of my punts, getting like 3 points and less, but I'll go right back to it again today. Especially, I mean, and Grishuk's at 4-8. I mean, 4-8, 4-6. He's, I'm not going to go any higher than that.
I mentioned Damon Severson as well. He comes in at 3-4 on power play 1.
Good spot. Spurgeon's another one. Jared Spurgeon should be scoring more. I mean, the position he's in too. So Victor Rask is scoring. Spurgeon should be getting more. And I had a guy, I got a few points out of him the other night, but yeah, I mean, he's on plays. I think everybody in Minnesota's on play. But Nick Leddy, Colin Miller, dirt cheap at 270. He's on a power play 2. As long as he's playing, Colin Miller will shoot the puck if he sees it.
Juice is still 2-8. He's still on power play 1 for Detroit, I believe.
Yeah, he's a good play.
Justin Schultz playing a little better lately. He's down at 3-2. He's on power play too. I think Severson's gonna end up being your chalky punt at 3-4 and power play one for a decently high total New Jersey team.
Yeah, I could see. I said it before. Seems like Severson's been here around forever. But you know, anybody listening, you're not saying these are great. It's just a style I go. None of these guys are great cash plays. I mean, I'm not gonna be touting a Colin Miller, Nick Leddy. Is Nick Leddy on power play one? Back on power play one. So I think Leddy's in a good spot too.
I'm seeing him as back on power play one, but let me confirm actually.
Leddy always gets you points. He'll get you a couple points in there. Yeah, I like this Jake Bean kid a lot. I've become a big fan of his. So I see Gardner was shipped back to the taxi squad or something. I just saw a note somewhere. So Bean should be 3-3. I wish he was below 3. But he's coming off two games ago where he had a couple assists on three shots. Three shots against Detroit. So, as long as he got that power play, he's like your Dougie Hamilton light. If you don't have the money for Hamilton, I get you a little piece of Carolina, especially if they go off.
Yep, for sure. And that sometimes that Carolina second power play unit can randomly pop off, and he'd be at the center of that. Another guy probably should mention too, speaking of Carolina, is Jesper Fast. Also on that power play too, Morgan Geeky as well. Some really cheap kind of punt options. Again, if you're kind of really want to get a piece of a team, say like Carolina, that's kind of hard to predict. Then you could maybe take a punt with somebody in a power play two role here for dirt cheap. So Jesper Fast, Morgan Geeky, Jake Bean. These are all some options, 3K or below.
There's plenty of them tonight, and I'll have them listed in the article. There'll be at least three or four of them there.
Yep. All right, let's move over to goalie. Thatcher Demko came through in a big way yesterday. That also hurt you. I know you ended up pivoting to Helly, which, obviously, Helly was the best goalie in the league last year, but he had one of his down games. Thatcher just man, he's been on fire. It's pretty crazy what he's doing, putting that team on his back right now.
And I had him in my lineup the whole time. And just the way I pulled him out, I can't remember what player. As soon as I dropped Glass in, I had just enough money for Hellebuck. And, Hellebuck's been – he's been more of a GPP play. We've seen him some nights, he's the best goalie in the league. And the way it just fell, all of a sudden, I'm like, wow, I love this lineup. And, boom, that was the mistake of getting off of Demko. If I had Demko, then I cash everything.
Yeah, Demko was
at like 35 DK points or something like that. Some crazy thing.
Yeah, so, he actually too was one save away from the 45 shot bonus, which most people don't even realize is a thing because it's happened so rarely. He had 44 saves. If he would have got one more save, he would have had probably a 40 point night. Pretty crazy what he's doing. So tonight we have some pay up options. You got Grubauer, you got Voss, assuming he's back tonight. Net. You got Reimer, who's been playing decent. Mackenzie Blackwood kind of set the world on fire to start the year, really fell off, but he gets a Buffalo team that is, they had
Blackwood's price?
15 minutes the other day. Blackwood is 7-9.
7-9, okay.
But his log is ugly.
I'm looking at it now. I can see one of the minute whoever's going to be in goal, Minnesota.
Yep, Kakinen is officially confirmed. He has won eight straight. So I'm a big fan of Kakinen here.
It's just not, as we're talking, Varlamov is probably my favorite in the mid sevens. Kind of risky against the Capitals, but I think Varlamov has been playing really well. But the players I want, I'm probably gonna have to drop a goalie. But where I'm looking with some of the players we named, it's gonna be tough to get a goalie up in the eights, and I'm going to be punting a few positions. So what do you think of Varlamov?
Washington
tough matchup, but he's, last night, they're hot.
The Islanders in general are hot. They're 9-0-1 in the last 10 games.
Playing really well.
10-0-1 over their last 11. They're arguably the hottest team in hockey. Washington is very hot as well, but they did play last night.
Played last night.
Varlamov has four straight double digits, six of his last seven. I mean, 7-4 is a fantastic price. So if you're going to pay down, that makes a whole lot of sense.
Should she rubber, right? I mean.
Yeah, absolutely.
He gives up a couple goals. Who else we have here? What I'm pretty much looking at is Varlamov or Rekakinen. If you want the Grubauer, I can't argue against Grubauer.
It's actually Miska has been confirmed for Colorado, who I'm not playing at 8-3. If I'm paying up, I'm playing Kakinen. Arizona's been terrible, and Kakinen's been just absolutely red hot.
What about now? Vaz is down to 8K. These goalie prices are all over the place. What about Vaz against Dallas at 8K?
I mean, he's won 9 straight, so he's certainly in play as well. That's why I would rather play Kakinen or Vaz over Blackwood or any of the other pay-up options.
Reimer confirmed for Carolina?
Reimer looks – yes, he's confirmed as well. And his log's pretty nice, too, so he's there.
It's going to be tough to pay up for me tonight if I want to get a Rantanen, Kaprizov, Nelson, McKinnon, you know, some of those guys like that. It's going to be tough.
No, I mean, you gotta, like, if you look at Varlamov's log, he has three duds, period, on his log in his 20 starts. So you're looking at double digits from him. Your odds are very good. So at 7-4, if you wanna pay down at the position, that makes a ton of sense.
That's where I probably end up going right now. And is he confirmed? I don't have my confirmations up in front of me.
Not yet.
Okay. Is Vaz confirmed?
Not yet for him either. Both are projected to start. We've actually got a handful of confirmed, though, which is nice. But Varlamov's projected.
I see this kid Vlader is confirmed for Vlader's confirmed. Boston.
I know nothing about him, though. So
I don't either. That's what I'm Casey, wondering too. Lean toward the Casey maybe Penguins a little bit.
Casey DeSmith, GPP, has been playing really well. Nice little GPP play. Blackwood is confirmed. Reimer's confirmed. Looking like Thomas Greiss might be in that. If he's in that, that's a boost to Carolina. He's been terrible this year. 3.41 goals against.
Yeah, he has.
Kakinen is confirmed. Voss is projected. So.
So you got this kid making his first career NHL start.
Yeah.
So me, it kind of gives me a bump up to Sid and Gensel, right?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, he's technically your third stringer, this kid, so.
Yeah, right. Well, everything Hawk and Rask. All right, so I think to me, pay down is Varlamov, pay up is Kakinen or Vaz, right?
Yep, Kakinen, Vaz, or Reimer, I think, are all strong parts. All strong starts. So I'm just looking at this. Vlader. So Vlader is a third round pick from 2015. He looks like he's gone 6-5-0 with a 1.84 goals against average in the minors, which obviously is really strong. Yeah, 6-5-0. Yeah, so he's got good numbers, but that's the minors. That's obviously a little bit different.
Yeah, now you're going against Sid and Gino and stuff.
Yeah, that's the way to debut against some all-time greats. So, all right, who is your favorite GPP line or lines tonight?
I gotta say Carolina 2, which is Svechnikov, my man. Minnesota 1, Kaprizov. My favorite line is Boston 1, GPP. If I'm running more than one lineup, I'm rolling a GPP with like a Grishlek, pasta type. You know what I mean? Then going like a couple cheap guys. But I would definitely be rolling a Boston one somewhere along the way here.
Yeah, I mean it's another one of those good examples where everybody's going to be leaning your Colorado big boys. Pivot to pivot to Boston One and GPP is at lower ownership.
And it's really high. I'll let you go. You're probably going to say the same team I'm going to say. Go ahead.
I'm really high on Pittsburgh One. Gensel and Sid have just been next level right now. Even Malkin has been playing really well. We did mention Evan Rodriguez. Keep an eye, though. It looks like James McCann may be back. If James McCann is back, that takes Rodriguez off the board. I have no confirmation on that, but I did see that he skated solo. All right, so I don't think he did skate yesterday, but I don't think he's going to be playing yet. So disregard that. I did see his name on potential lineups, but it's kind of reading like he's not going to be back. So, but I guess technically keep your eye on that. But yeah, I like Boston One or Pittsburgh One quite a bit.
And I know you said this, and I know you already said this name, but the numbers just jumped out at me. Maybe I wasn't listening to everything you're saying. This Kokkonen for Jersey has got 4 goals in 4 straight games. Yeah, double digits DK in 4 straight.
And he's on the power play. So
he's on power play one. So he's on a Zajac, Ryan.
Yeah, he's on the third line, but power play one, and they run a really balanced attack. So it doesn't really matter that he's on the third line. That doesn't really bother me. Yeah, he's with Zajac and
Sharon Govich.
Yeah. So, yeah, he's been red hot.
Sharon Govich. I'm getting better.
I actually think you said that better than I said that.
Jason Robertson's another name we didn't really say. 3-6, playing on first line, number 2 power play. 4 goals, 9 assists, 19 games. I mean, I think I like Kiefer Bells better. I just like the two guys he's surrounded by, Barzal and Eberle. That was another name. Kaprizov's my guy tonight.
Yep, hard to argue with Kaprizov tonight.
Maybe chasing some points, but I don't know. The more I watch this kid, I like him. He's like him a lot.
24 points in his first 26 career games. Zuccarello's been over a point per game since he's come back. So those two together have just been so good.
And you can always play these two together. I mean, Zook's up a 6'3". Don't like it. But I think this is his highest point of the season. It is. 6'3 is his highest point. Remember, he was a 2'9 less than a month ago. So
we were playing him nightly because even when he climbed up, he was still in the fours.
But, you know, he's at a point in 3 straight games. So he's still there, but I just don't think you can combine him tonight if you want. If you want McKinnon Ranton. So I think we gave enough plays today. I probably want a piece of jersey somewhere because I just think this Buffalo team has quit. They quit under coach. So I think you might see a decent showing out of Jersey tonight, and they're cheap. So they should be able to get you who you want tonight.
Yep, absolutely. Bellows should be popular, and then some of these jersey values on that top power play unit. Like I said, the entire unit is 4K or below. So they make for great fillers. I need a wing value. Well, look at New Jersey. Or I need a defensive value. Look at there. So, all right. So with all that out of the way, top plays will be live here pretty soon. Cheat sheet is live that will be updated. Again, expect that final update around 6 or so. You'll be all set. So good luck.
Yeah, I'm done with top plays now, like 5 minutes. So I'll be out, and good luck, everybody.